Just a couple of weeks away from the big screen premiere of The Da Vinci Code, and now the film star Tom Hanks says that the film will send worshippers flocking back to church, in his opinion. It's based, of course, on the best-selling novel that's been at the center of some heated controversy and even a few legal battles. We're talking to the host of The Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff. He's also the president and chairman of the board of the Christian Research Institute International. Good to have you with us today, sir.
Nice to be with you, Martha.
So tell me what you think. Does this movie help or hurt the Catholic Church when it comes out this summer?
Well, I think you have to recognize that it is a gratuitous broadside against the historic Christian faith. Now, whether it will help actually bring people into the church, I think probably yes, because the church is responding to it properly rather than merely cursing the darkness. They're intent on building a lighthouse in the midst of the gathering storm. They're intent on equipping people to communicate what they believe and why they believe it.
You know, we have a bunch of email on this. One is from Tanya in Little Rock, Arkansas. She says that she's a Christian, that she was raised a Catholic, that she loved the book. And she says it's a book of fiction. And if people are swayed that easily, then they could be swayed by reading anything, including the fiction work of Stephen King. Why do you think that people have been so sort of confused about the purpose of this novel?
Well, the novel is fiction, that's true, but you have to remember that Jesus Christ was the quintessential storyteller, and he used story to communicate a worldview, and that's precisely what Dan Brown is doing. He's communicating a worldview in which Jesus Christ is not divine. He got voted into godhood in the 4th century, in his view. He's communicating a worldview in which the Bible is merely a translation of a translation of a translation with fresh errors cropping up in each stage of the process. And the idea that Jesus Christ and the church he founded are not unique, that they're merely takeoffs of pagan mystery religions that were already extant in the Mediterranean world.
It seems to me that, you know, the Catholic Church has had plenty of attacks over the centuries, and that Catholics know and understand, you know, their Bible and their religion, and they should have some perspective on this maybe and look at it and say it is what it is. You know, it's a twist on, you know, the world's oldest story and not meant to, you know, sort of indoctrinate people.
No, it's not a twist. It's a deception. And again, I think they ought to take that perspective to use this as an opportunity to communicate truth.
All right, Hank, thank you very much. It's a good controversy, and we appreciate talking with you about it this afternoon.
You got it.
And we'll talk to you again soon. Take care.